Morning. Did you sleep?
So, if you're working from home, you may be wondering,
where the heck are my pants?
Where are my pants?
It's Where's My Pants Wednesday.
Yeah! Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Slacks. They call them slacks.
Oh, yes. You can call them that.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
I'm at home.
That means I'm working, and if I'm working, it means
I'll wear pants!
Not bad.
All right.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, it's definitely showtime because we've got a lot to go over in 2 hours. Oh my gosh. Is the virus really fake? Why are whistleblowers committing suicide when they said they would never, ever commit suicide? Where's our money going here in Washoe County or in the city of Reno specifically? Lots and lots of stuff to talk about. All right. Let's start off on the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk with today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe the city of Reno or the Reno City Council has spent the CARES Act money wisely? Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I don't know. What have they spent it on? Well, one of the sources that I like to go to locally, even though like the Independent, they are liberal leaning, and that is, this is Reno. Because this is an excellent, excellent article. Now, thisisreno.com is just an online publication, so this was put together by Jerry Davis, and thank you so much, Jerry, for putting this together, because I did a story on this recently about Las Vegas and how they spent a bunch of money from the CARES Act absolutely frivolously. People were emailing me, what about Reno? What about Washoe County? What about? Well, I didn't have the answer to that. And now I do. This is just, you need to follow this though and log on and subscribe to thisisreno.com, because this is actually, as Jerry put it in the very beginning, this is the first of a three-part series examining how local governments spent federal coronavirus relief dollars. Coronavirus relief dollars. You would think that would go to people in need. I mean, the really strong need. Keep people off the streets, get them food, help with the housing, things that they can't pay for now that their jobs have been terminated. That we've lost businesses should be going to business owners to keep them open. Especially for the biggest complaint for restaurant owners, bar owners, salons, everything else that was deemed non-essential, that were harassed so badly, rent. Because if you're not bringing anything in, you still have those rent payments. So I'll be going over a few of these in just a moment. I want to talk about yesterday's poll question, though. What are you planning on doing New Year's Eve? And I like the fact that the majority of answers, 54%, said not a darn thing. Not going to be doing anything. What is there to celebrate knowing that nothing is going to change in 2021? So something to think about. A number of people said sleeping after work. Spend time with spouse. And then, of course, there's this one. Next year will suck worse than this one did. There's nothing to celebrate. See, I don't see that as being a downer. I see that as being realistic. And I want to be happy. I want to be positive. But sometimes you just can't. Sometimes you have to be realistic. So let's go back to thisisreno.com and look at just a few of the things that your money was spent on. Your money. The largest stimulus package in our history. $2.2 trillion. This is really disappointing that your city council would put something together like this. The funding included things like paying for the cost of operating the Reno Event Center as a temporary shelter site for housing the insecure. Interesting to see all the pictures, yet never seeing any of the pictures of people in there. Just the temporary bedding, a mat, a gym mat on the floor. What about all that, all those beds that Renown put together? Actual beds that aren't being used. How about shifting the homeless that way? And then maybe they could also get a few checks. No, let's just throw a mat down on the middle of a concrete floor and say, here you go. One of the things that I was extremely disappointed in was the fact that once again, we look to the art district. Yeah, yeah. Art programs got some money. The city doled out $300,000 to local arts organizations, $50,000 to local marketing and film production agencies for an advertising campaign to promote local businesses, and $15,000 to an economic recovery study conducted by the University of Nevada, Reno. Here's your study, and I'll give it to you for free. Open up the damn businesses with no restrictions and let people make a living. Didn't need $15,000 for that. We already had the study that said, well, you know, 3% might have caught the COVID virus from bars and restaurants. Yet they're the ones that are still shut down and restricted. You know, this is hard to just keep going through. I like this line. Citizens criticize the 10% fee taken by Audacity to administer the first $1 million program for women and minority-owned businesses, leading the city of Reno to an additional $100,000 to the pot and recommendation from council to work with Audacity to lower administrative fees on future rounds of funding. So we have administration fees. We have grant programs that separate people out. Again, put them all in their little boxes. So Sorry, we can't help your business because we've got money set aside for a minority-owned business or a female or a woman-owned business. This is really upsetting. The city sent aside $1.3 million for Talkspace. And now they justified doing it because all 200,000 plus Reno residents can take advantage of the program. And they wouldn't be charged. What is Talkspace? It is basically online counseling, mental health counseling. $1.3 million. If you lost your job and you were destitute, the only thing keeping you in your home or your apartment is the fact that there's an eviction moratorium up. Still can't get your job back because it shut down. You're forced to wear a mask. You're going to go into a deep depression. So there's Talkspace for you. Let's talk this out. $1.3 million. Would you need Talkspace if the programs that are already in place to help with rental assistance get you the money that you need direct to your landlord so you don't have to worry about your rent? The assistance was put into the food banks, so there's food for you. There's already programs in place that have free counseling. Why did we need $1.3 million for this solution? The person pushing it told council members it was expected that some 1,300 City of Reno employees would benefit from using Talkspace. What did the 1,300 City of Reno employees have to be upset about, have mental issues about? They still got their paychecks. Hell, some of them got promises of increased income. And the list goes on and on. Enforcement and communication. Enforcing yourself out of COVID. Mask on, move on campaign. COVID contact tracing. Millions of dollars spent there. UNR's wastewater study to identify COVID-19 levels in the community. I mean, you really, really need to subscribe to thisisreno.com and check out Jerry Davis's story. We might just have to get Jerry on the air because this despicable is one of the words that I can pretty much come up with. Despicable. plan is not going to stop. It's not going to stop for a virus that is being pushed as deadly. And guess what? As John Rappaport has been saying, one of the investigative journalists that I follow, as he has been saying for months and months and months, there is no virus. They don't know what they're trying to cure. Because the SARS-CoV-2 virus was never proved to exist. And if you can't prove a virus exists, how do you create a test to detect it? How can you claim the test reveals that people are infected with the virus? Don't you think that's a good question? Doesn't that maybe make sense now of why swiping a counter, swiping a fruit with a swab, tested positive? Well, it's only this country that that information isn't coming out in. I've got some awesome audio for you coming out right after this. Thank you, Freedom of Information Act. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You get out of your car, put on your mask, and walk into the store. 3 seconds later, it hits you like an unblocked linebacker blitzing the quarterback.
Oh my God, is that my breath?
The smell of your own breath in the mask nearly drops you to your knees.
Ew! Is that how my breath smells every day?
You're suffering from maskatosis.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Now you know what it's like having an intimate conversation with you, or what it's like riding in the same car, or standing in an elevator with you.
Does anyone have an Altoid?
Maskatosis is real. Maybe lay off the 4 cups of coffee or ordering extra onions on your burger and all the garlic. And here's a thought. Maybe try brushing your teeth more than once a day. This message brought to you by Maskatosis, and holy mother of what the heck died inside your mouth.
Okay, that is gross.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I'm going to play that audio for you in just a moment. Too close on time here because I really want you to pay attention to this, about what's going on with this virus and the fact that now they're, you know, the new superbug has been discovered in Colorado. Well, I want to take more time on that. So I'm going to go through a few of your quick texts and emails here. All of these are all schemes for the Democrats to embezzle money into their special causes. You know, that is absolutely 100% right on. Because another story that I was going to bring to you is this is from The Blaze, which I really enjoy. Pakistani gender programs, horse racing integrity, climate monitoring in Tibet, just a few of the ridiculous things thrown into the COVID relief omnibus package. Now, I had an interesting question from somebody the other day that I was just talking casually. And they said, what is that? And I was like, what do you mean, what is that? They didn't know what omnibus meant. It's, yes, it's a long motor vehicle for passengers, a bus. Bus was actually shortened down from omnibus. But the term that we're using in this case, or the definition that we're using in this case, is covering many things. That is literally the definition, covering many things. So that's why this is an omnibus bill, is because so much garbage is put into it. I don't see how anybody in their right mind can rightfully call this a COVID relief package. It's not. It has nothing to do with COVID relief. If the money went to where it actually needed to go, into rental and housing assistance, into food for food insecurities for people, if it actually went to the businesses to keep their businesses open and going and not have to worry about paying it back, we'd be fine. But no, it's going for horse racing integrity, climate monitoring in Tibet. So basically, all the payoffs that the Democrats and the Republicans who have been cheating the American people, so they all get their, you know, money laundering scheme all taken care of. That's all this is. That is all this is. Fauci has been deemed a liar. He even had to come out and confess. And the stories you're going to start seeing, I mean, I know I don't watch CNN, but this came out. CNN says, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine. Why would you lead a headline like that? And who were the first people that were slated to receive the Pfizer vaccine, the first round? The elderly and the frail. Sounds like we're getting some people off the books to me. Oh, don't be surprised. No, they're protected from the virus. They just had reaction to other things. Man, they think we're stupid. Unbelievable. Keep in mind that this is the Monica Jay Show. This is my opinion. Phone lines are open for your opinions at 884-9910. But the news, completely separate. The different programs, completely separate. This is our 2 hours, you and me. And we'll be right back from this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk
for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. And let me tell you, it's getting tough. And it is definitely getting crazy. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe the city of Reno, or do you believe the Reno City Council has spent the CARES Act money, your money, wisely? So before you answer that, check out thisisreno.com and read the article, the breakdown of, well, where your money went just in the city of Reno. Where your money went. Yesterday's poll question, what are you planning on doing for New Year's Eve? 54% said not a darn thing. Well, I hope you don't watch all the celebrity shows, you know, all that entertainment that is being brought to you that, they don't have to worry about COVID restrictions. Now they can go out and do their thing. No problem. All right. Want to bring you a couple of stories here. And that is Dr. Fauci is coming out and admitting that, you know, here this source, this trusted source, trust the science, appears that he has admitted to lying about COVID-19 herd immunity. Why did he do that? To get more people taking the vaccine. Where is that coming from? That's coming from the New York Times. So you can check that out for yourself. Now, something I would like to point out to you here is an article in Need to Know News, needtoknow.news. I like this site. They bring you some interesting things. Right here on this is from, it's from yesterday, are three pictures. And then the different television interviews. So it's a picture of Dr. Fauci getting his pretend, in my opinion, shot. And then going on live TV and grabbing the other arm. So he forgot which arm he got his shot in. Now, this is my favorite picture of all. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, one of the world leaders to congratulate Joe Biden. First off, just the smirk on his face. Now, Israel is supposed to be highly advanced when it comes to medical science. Highly advanced. We're even giving them money. Your money. So here is a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu getting his vaccine from a gentleman wearing a mask, sticking the needle into the prime minister's arm, ungloved, with two fingers holding the tip of the needle against the skin. So why is that interesting? It's not the smirk on his face. It's the fact that a so-called medical professional is not wearing gloves and inserting a needle with his two dirty, you-know-what fingers holding it. You would think that they would have more concern for sterilization, but I guess not. And that's why it's so important that you hear this. This is not from our country, but this is probably the most important thing that you are going to hear all day.
I am back outside the offices of Tony Holohan here on Bagot Street in South Dublin. And you will be aware that yesterday we were here asking why it was that the HSE, NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, headed up by Tony Holohan and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, why it was that they had refused to provide an answer to a Freedom of Information request that we had put in several months ago, asking if the Department of Health and the HSE could provide proof that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, actually exists, that it has been isolated in a lab. They had broken the legislation in relation to our Freedom of Information request. They had failed to provide a response within the deadline. And yesterday, after I did my stream from here, it obviously got a huge amount of traction all around the country. And this morning, lo and behold, what arrived in our post? Only this letter here from the HSE, which is proof of the answer that we knew that they would have to give. And that is that the virus, COVID-19, does not exist. If we dictate that, as science demands that we do, that viruses, in order to be deemed viruses, must be scientifically isolated in a laboratory and must adhere to the Koch's postulates, which are very stringent list of requirements in order to validate that a virus exists. Well, this virus does not adhere to any of them. So we requested in October, and in fact earlier than October, because as part of our legal action, we had been demanding the evidence that this virus actually exists, but also in our court case, we had been demanding and have been, and they have not produced it yet, evidence that lockdowns actually have any impact on the spread or otherwise of viruses. We have been demanding that they provide evidence that face masks are safe and that they do deter the spread of viruses. They don't.
They don't. Absolutely don't. And we have that. We have those studies from the CDC that 85% of those who have COVID were wearing masks. We have that information. John Rappaport, an investigative journalist, one of the few left out there, has been reporting for 6 months that this virus has not been isolated. It does not exist. I'm not going to keep David on the line anymore. Let's go to the talk and text line. David wants to talk about all the crazy stuff that's going on here. And it's crazy ridiculous, David.
No, I agree with you, Monica. And thank you very much. Love your show. I think I've been listening to John, Mr. Rappaport, for about, 10 years now, 20 years, heck. Yeah, he's right over the target. Also, love Millie Weaver. So we kind of listen to the same stuff. But I wanted to inform you of a couple comments here. One, have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Russ Winter from winterwatch.net?
No, I haven't.
Oh, please check him out. His name's Russ Winter at winterwatch.net. But one of the comments that I in he kind of points it out how these are just criminal organizations fronted by the, let's say, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas, the Bidens, you name it, whatever family. And this is pretty much how they steal money straight out the front door. Another kid you should check out on BitChute is the Salty Cracker. And he kind of brought this to my attention. You know, over the weekend, there was a lot of debate whether President Trump had vetoed the whatever CARES spending bill. Or he signed the bill, obviously. They were all talking about a pocket veto. He pointed out the fact that what President Trump did was use an old obscure law, redlining from the 70s, where a president redlines the bill.
Yeah, 1974.
So exactly. So President Trump's kind of playing five-dimensional chess with him. He demanded the $2,000 payment for American citizens, which, anyways, were just bankrupting our children. It don't matter. The Federal Reserve note's going to fail. But anyways, he redlined pretty much all 5,500 pages of the bill. So it's going to be, but you don't find any type of reporting. Here's kind of a liberty loving kid who's got his own BitChute channel, YouTube channel. And he's able to bring me this information. Mm-hmm. And again, they control Twitter. They control everything. The elite control everything. And we're just heading for a train wreck. That's all.
And I'm getting so disappointed on the outlets that I do think that, even in the mainstream, that could maybe be doing something. Because I just ran across this in the National Pulse, and that is, all major Western media outlets take private dinners, sponsored trips, and the like from Chinese communists, from the propaganda front they have. And I was looking through the list, and it's like, oh, yeah, ABC, The Economist, Wall Street Journal, yeah, it all makes sense. AFP, Time Magazine, LA Times, BBC, The Atlantic. And then I landed on The Hill. I honestly thought that The Hill was doing something good, but now it comes out. And, David, we have, and listening, another great one is X-22 Report and We Know.
Yes.
Is Nevada You might remember all those trips that Sandoval was taking all those business owners back to China for. And we are in $1.3 billion in Chinese agreements with Nevada companies. You know, so you can see why Sisolak had his picture taken at the with the consulate general and all that good stuff, that we here in Nevada are indebted to China as well.
Absolutely. And actually, the plan, if you want to go way back in the rabbit hole, was, let's say, USA Parkway, right? USA Parkway was designed in order to bring over tons of Chinese labor if Hillary Clinton became president. And we Nevadans wouldn't enjoy the fruits of the USA Parkway if she was president, because they simply, you know, were planning and bringing in tons of foreign workers. And honestly,
that's why
that's
why they were buying up so much housing here.
Exactly. You know, so yeah, well, hey, let's hope our president arrests this criminal, the Biden family, and we turn things back on 6 January. Of course, if that don't happen, it's each man and one woman for himself.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's be thankful that the Faraday Project never went through down in Las Vegas, too, because like you kind of alluded to, they've had this all worked out for a long time. David, absolute pleasure talking with you today. And I will definitely look up
Russ Winter.
Okay, winterwatch.net. David, thank you so much,
ma'am.
And you have a great day.
Thank you, and Happy New Year, and signing off from FEMA Region 9.
Yay! And Happy New Year. I want to be happy. I want to be optimistic that it's going to be a good new year. But maybe that'll come later in the year, because we still got a lot of BS to go through in the beginning. We'll get more into this and what's going on here locally right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Woohoo. Is it really a woohoo day? Yes, it is. Got some blue sky out there, so it's nice. Get out and get that vitamin D. Soak it up. Just turn your face to the sun and soak it up. And if you can't do that, make sure you get your supplements. It's the Monica Jay Show. Yes, I am not a doctor. I just know what medical experts I've had on the show. And it's amazing how all of this talk about these viruses, and now we're going to be going through this all again if President Trump doesn't get off his tuchus and make it happen, make the truth happen about how these engineered viruses are keeping us down, killing our economy. Because now the new virus, the new strain, has been discovered in Colorado. Yeah, how interesting. You know, it's all up to you. So I just received a text. Monica, if there's no COVID-19 virus, then what are people coming down with? Just flu and cold combo? Yeah. Yeah, what? Haven't you noticed that we have no flu? There's been no deaths from flu. No deaths from pneumonia. That's funny. We usually average about 17,000 or so. Here, there. What's going on? Every death with somebody that has COVID which is very easy to say they have COVID because the PCR tests don't work. I'll have to pull up my other story about how worldwide the numbers are so pathetic. Because they had to have something. They had to have something for the basis of fear that the media and politicians could run with. You can't just wipe out the middle class. You can't just wipe out all these businesses and eliminate competition for the big box stores without something to instill fear in people. A virus that is so smart that it knows if you're in a restaurant or if you're grocery shopping. A virus that is so smart that it knows if you've got a mask on or not. A virus that can easily pass through that mask. This is all being done through fear and intimidation, and people have allowed it to happen. Deaths are coming as heart attacks, cancer patients, the list goes on and on. And you're being lied to. We'll be back after this.